For decades, Amazon oil development has been blamed for environmental destruction and cultural loss of indigenous groups. In the jungles of Peru, petroleum companies say they can help reverse that legacy. A vast natural gas deposit promises new supplies to California. Officials say it will have minimum impact on people and the environment. But in the lands of production, east of the Andes and the capital, Lima, the region's 10,000 Machiganga Indians aren't so sure. The final story in the series on petroleum in Latin America was reported by Jason Felch and Chris Raphael. Sandy Tolan prepared the report.
An old Russian chopper sets down near a drilling rig on a bald patch carved from the jungle. Into the dripping, blasting heat spills a team of petroleum executives. Machiganga Indians in industrial orange jumpsuits look up from their work. Beneath their feet lies Peru's new El Dorado, the Camisea natural gas field. Officials plan to convert part of it to liquid, ship it to Mexico, and transform it into power and light for California. The rest, they say, will make Peru energy independent.
Gas is a fuel of the future because of its being so clean. And with the environmental concern of, in general, in the world right now, gas is a much better fuel than oil.
Carlos Del Solar is general manager in Peru for Hunt Oil, a Texas company. Hunt is part of a 9-company consortium managing the Camisea operation.
Camisea is the big project going on in Peru right now. If we can develop the export project, it will be the next mega project in Peru. We think we're doing it right.
In the 1990s, Shell made this its model project. It would be a drilling operation with respect for the native communities, a pipeline built with environmental care, cutting 450 miles through the Amazon, across the Andes to Lima and the Pacific. But suddenly, with new questions about the potential market for natural gas, Shell pulled out. Now, a new government plans to convert vehicles and factories to natural gas, and demand is rising for export to the U.S. The consortium claims it will carry on with responsible development. After years of Amazon oil operations that produced crude spills and diseases introduced to isolated native communities, officials here say this gas project can finally get it right. 6 hours upriver, outside a thatch hut sitting at the base of a mudslide, Senaida Cruz Quintanilla stirs a pot of chicha, a fermented corn drink. This is Shima, a roadless Machiganga village of 600, where the pipeline will pass through. Already, says Senaida's husband, Sandoval Dominguez, consortium workers have cut down thousands of trees and medicinal plants to make room for this pipeline.
Now it is like a road. And within it, strange people can walk as well. They come from far away, and we don't know who they are. This makes us fearful.
A few months ago, with the land exposed where the trees had been cut, a landslide thundered down, just missing their home. The family's drinking water is all muddy now, and Sandoval is having trouble catching dinner for Senaida and their son, Jackson Michael.
Our custom is to hunt to feed our child. The animals had gone away because they're afraid of the sound of the helicopter. That's the problem we're suffering the most from now.
Consortium officials say once the pipeline is built, the choppers will be gone. The new water pipes will deliver clear, clean water, and people in danger of landslides will be moved. But one afternoon, a chopper lands without permission on the Shima soccer field. Workers emerge to scold the Machiganga for walking the pipeline right of way without permission. It's not safe, they said. Community leaders have been showing reporters the effects of the mudslide just off the pipeline route. Machiganga activist Walter Kategar.
They are worried about preventing the reality of the disasters committed in this community from being known. They use the excuse of security so that the true nature of the work is not exposed.
The Machiganga have reason to be skeptical. In the 1980s, when gas workers first came to the area, estimates say nearly half of the Nahua tribe was wiped out by new diseases. And several times last year, downriver from Shima, giant rubber petroleum containers burst. Machiganga workers say a half dozen spills released thousands of gallons of diesel into the river. Consortium officials acknowledge some spills, but say they've been contained. On the other hand, there is some money to be made. Chima has already received $170,000 for the pipeline right-of-way. The money is generating huge expectations throughout Machigenga territory. Salsa blares from a stereo in a one-room hut in Segatiato, a river town 2 hours from the consortium's gas drilling operation. The stereo is connected to a car battery. The hut is a bachelor pad for young Wilfredo, who works maintenance for the consortium. He reclines in his hammock, the best-dressed man in town. White pants, blue-collared shirt, and new black boots. He makes $7 a day, more than many people earn in Peru.
I'm happy with the job I have. I have something to earn, and I can buy things I need. I like to work. I don't want to be lazing around the community. When I'm at home, I'm losing time.
Wilfredo loves having money. It helps him court his girlfriend in a nearby village.
We could be equal to the settlers. They have comforts. They have light. Now that the companies are here, we need to take advantage to improve our houses, assimilate ourselves to society.
But soon, the wells will all be drilled, the pipeline finished, and only a skeleton crew on hand to maintain the equipment. Wilfredo may have no way to feed his growing desire for things. At a large hut behind Wilfredo, his grandmother sits cross-legged on the porch. There are no roads in and out of here, no airstrips, but Teresa Provencia Maria has heard from her grandson about the men and machines that dig under the ground.
I don't know what this gas is. They say that there, under the ground, there is light that illuminates, but I've never seen it. Is it over there? Is it up above? Where might it be? I don't know.
The old woman is barefoot. Above her, a two-toned roof, thatch from the forest, tin provided by the gas consortium.
My grandson already has another way of being. He's educated. He generates income. But me, I can't read. I don't know what money is. I think in the future, when I no longer exist, there will be very hard changes. Now I hear noises in the mountains. What might it be? I don't know.
From the air, just a few hundred feet up, it's hard to see the Machigenga villages. Beneath the canopy, people seem to disappear. Further on, there's the drilling operation and the pipeline path that heads south toward the Andes. They, too, look insignificant in the sea of jungle. That's what the consortium of gas companies would like to convey, that their impact will dissolve, leaving no trace on the jungle or the people who live there. The Machigenga are not yet ready to say that. For NPR News, this is Sandy Tolan reporting.
Reporters on the story were Chris Raphael and Jason Felch. The series was part of a collaborative reporting project with the School of Journalism at the University of California, Berkeley, and the Center for Latin American Studies. The entire series is at npr.org.